Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another Norm at Night. This is Big Norm coming to you from Cat Harpin, Virginia. I'm sitting here at my computer trying to make sense out of everything that's happened since this election. I haven't really been very tuned in to what's happening in the election for a lot of different reasons, but one of them is indeed that it didn't become clear on last week's show, but one of the reasons I cut it short was because my car was stolen. There I was sitting in front of there was my car sitting in front of my house in Maryland, and while I'm inside listening to election results, hoping that what everybody thought was going to happen would happen, my car was gone. It really was a pretty astounding thing that took place. If you want to talk to me about it and other things that we're going to talk about tonight, you can reach us at 347-945-6713. Just give us a call. But anyway, let me tell you the story. Again, that's 347-945-6713. Call into the Norm at Night show and talk to me at night. But last week, sure enough, I go to vote, and I'm panicking. I drive all the way from Virginia back to my polling place in Maryland, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I couldn't get out of here early enough. I was going to leave at 2 o'clock. I ended up not leaving until 4 o'clock because they needed something covered at school, and Norm, of course, covers anything you ask for. Excuse me. I'm just getting over this cold, actually. Part of the reason caused me to cut the show last week short on election night. But anyway, I go to the poll and expecting these big long lines. I pull into the parking lot. I'm still trying to decide how I'm going to vote. No, there was no question ever that I was going to vote for John McCain. It was just a lot of other questions, who I was going to, you know, whether or not I was going to vote for the Democrat or for one of the third party candidates. The other thing I wanted to do is I wanted to go back to Maryland and vote against gun control. I'm sorry, gun control. I'm going to talk about that later. I wanted to vote against gambling, and I wanted to vote against early voting in Maryland. Both of those issues lost. If you have an opinion on legalized gambling, why don't you give us a call at 301-908-9. 347-945-6713. If you want to call my cell at 301-908-2996, you can just slip me a text, and I'm not sure if I'll see that or not. You can also Skype me. My Skype name is BoogeCon, or you can IM me, though I don't have the IM open tonight. And I'm not sure, just Skype me or call in at 347-945-6713. But anyway, so I pull into the Baptist church where they're doing the voting in my section of Bowie, Maryland, which is where my permanent residence is. And so I pull into the parking lot and I'm thinking, where are all the cars? And I go into the polling place, into this Baptist, the rec hall of this Baptist church. And I'm thinking, separation of church and state. This is really interesting. Well, I get in there, the only person in the room. When I walk in there, it's 5:30 at night on election day. the only person in the room other than the polling people is me. I went right up. They asked me for nothing but my name. Once I told them my name, they asked them me where I lived. I told them. They gave me this little plastic card, and I went to the touchscreen voting machine, and I voted for everything there was to vote for. Yes, I will admit, I voted for Barack Obama. I don't have any problem doing that. I pulled the lever for Obama, and I got Joe Biden in the deal, and I was kind of happy. Oh, I got a call coming in here. Go ahead, 410. You're on the air with Norm. Oh, where did you go? I'm sorry. It took me a long time to see you. Call back. 347-945-6713. That 410 number. Give me a call back. In case it was you, Big P, I'm giving you a shout out, and a big shout out to the Z girl too. But anyway, so I got to keep looking at my switchboard. I lost that caller, and I really feel bad about it. That 410-913 caller, give me a call back real quick. I'll get you right on the air. I'm watching my switchboard now. So anyway, surely enough, I cast my vote. I get down to the vote for representative. I was going to vote. You know, Steny Hoyer is a representative from the congressional district that I live in, and he's the House Majority Leader. And so, you know, and I have voted faithfully for Steny Hoyer in every election that he's ever run in. In fact, one of his Republican opponents was a guy named Kevin Igo, who I actually went to high school with. Really a pretty interesting thing. But I voted for Steny Hoyer in every congressional election, the last 10 congressional elections, the last 20 years. Well, this time I voted for the Libertarian because I am as anti-war as anti-war can be. And the only thing that's making me a little nervous about Barack Obama is the fact that it seems, here's that 913 caller. I'll get him on. 913, go ahead. You're on with Norm at Night. Hello? 913, go ahead. You're on with Norm at Night.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Hey, I'm really good. What gives you what are you calling in for tonight?
You know, I voted last week. I saw the legalized gambling button on there. I pressed yes. I want to know what your problem is with that. It said it went to funding schools.
Well, I know they said it went to funding schools, but in my view, what it goes to is funding racetrack owners and making their whole business more profitable. One of the problems with gambling is that it's indeed a slippery slope. And I find it rather distasteful when the state sponsors activities that have been illegal for God knows when. If you want to find out where gambling leads to, you need to go to places like Atlantic City and look outside the area of the casino and see if it has indeed brought prosperity to that part of New Jersey. I don't think it has, and I don't think there's anybody that lives in those areas that thinks it has. That's why I voted no for the beginning of gambling in Maryland. And if anybody, and you can, I'm not throwing stones at West Virginia, but yeah, they have legalized gambling support in their schools, and anybody would rather go to the schools in West Virginia than in Maryland. You just line right up and go. 410-913, why don't you give me a call back and respond to what I had to say about legalized gambling. I really don't like slot machines. And, you know, I'll be perfectly honest. I love to throw dice with the best of them. But when you make it legal for some people to do those kinds of things. It makes it very dangerous, and it is indeed the, in my view, it is indeed the poor who are preyed on, and those less fortunate. Rich people, for the most part, don't gamble, unless, of course, it's in the stock market, and then, of course, with the way our society seems to be organized, if you gamble in the financial world and you lose, you get bailed out. But if you lose the mortgage money at a racetrack or in the slot machine business, then nobody's there to bail you out at all. That's just legal, wonderful profit. That's why Norm voted against gambling. That's why I was one of the 23% of the people who did. And I really don't understand how the other 77% could have voted for legalized slot machines. Yes, I played slot machines. But it just doesn't do anything for me. And yes, I've thrown dice in legal casinos. I just, casinos, slot machines, gambling, I've just seen so many lives ruined by it in a personal kind of way. That's why I voted no against legalized gambling. And it's not really legalized gambling. It's illegal for everybody but a few people so we can keep these racetracks running. And you know what? If you don't want to run your horses in Maryland, take them to West Virginia. Go to Charlestown. If you don't want to maintain your racetracks, take them elsewhere. You know, we talk about the Triple Crown and all the wonderful things at Churchill Downs, at Pimlico, at Belmont. Go to those places sometime and just watch the crushing of hope and the reaching for it. Anyway, I've gone on way too long about legalized gambling. So 410-913, if you're out there still listening, give us a call back at 347-945-6713. And you'll be on Norm at Night, and you can tear me apart, slash me, wreck me, kick me, do whatever you want. But please, let's engage in the conversation. You know, in fact, I guess the last time I was at Pimlico was, let's see. My wife was pregnant with our first child. We went to the race. And so it was in May. The baby was in May of 1982. That's the last time I was at the racetrack. And I do like, I mean, 913, you're back. You're back with Norm. Give me a blast. Go ahead.
My apologies, Norm. I didn't mean to hang up on you there.
No, that's no problem. I just thought you were... Go ahead.
No. It's quite all right. You know, you say it's been illegal for so long, and, you know, it should stay that way. But, you know, slavery was illegal at one point, too. Or it was, it was legal, and now it's illegal.
Wait a minute. Don't go throwing that stone at me. Don't even try to pretend that legalizing slot machines is the same thing as legalizing slavery. We're not even in the same ballpark when we're talking about these things. Gambling exploits the lower parts of, or I shouldn't say lower, that's the wrong word, the less fortunate parts of society. Gambling, it's taxation of the poor. That's what gambling is, because it attracts them, because they have no hope. To say that we should legalize gambling because, I don't even know where to start. It's just that really, it's a mixed message you're sending there. But go ahead. Continue to make your case. Nobody gets kicked out of Norm at Night.
You know, I just don't understand what's wrong with me if I want to sit at a slot machine and have a nice glass of Harp right next to me. What's wrong with that?
A glass of what right next to you?
You know, a glass of beer, a harp, or a Heineken, something along those lines.
Oh, God, God, I can hear the angels singing. I love a good harp myself. The problem, in my view, is that I don't think we need slot machines in the state of Maryland. If you want to play slots, go to West Virginia. Go to Pennsylvania. Go to New Jersey. Fly out to Nevada. What we need in Maryland are, we don't need our racetracks to prosper. We need our schools to prosper.
It's my understanding that they benefit both.
It's not my understanding that they benefit both, because the people they benefit are the people that are running the racetracks. It's not. Those are the people that want slot machines at those places so that people keep coming to the track. We now have state-sponsored numbers games. We're going to have state-sponsored slot machines. Pretty soon we'll have state-sponsored casinos in every town. And I don't have... my problem isn't with gambling, because I gamble. I like to gamble within reason. I'll play backgammon all night. I'm not going to fib. I've thrown more than one set of dice in my life. I don't even know how to make the argument.
You just don't want your own.
I don't want, you know, it's like the Maryland lottery was going to benefit Maryland education. And really what the Maryland lottery did was build Raven Stadium. That's what it did. They wanted that football team here, and they literally bribed them to come here by building, I can't even remember the guy's name, Art Modell, that beautiful stadium. They just gave it to the team. That's what the Maryland Lottery did. Anybody wants to... I didn't see tons of money pouring into Prince George's County, where I actually live, from the Maryland Lottery to improve the schools, they're actually starting to turn around now, but it's not because of the lottery. Every time I hit a pothole in a Maryland road, you know, I say, oh, gosh, I'm on the way to 7-Eleven to buy a Pick 5 or whatever the latest game is. One commercial after another with gambling, you gotta play to win. Well, the odds are stacked against you. Most people don't even realize that you have as much chance of winning with yesterday's lottery number as you do with play. It's a whole industry that's developed around, apparently you can see that I'm not a big fan of gambling, of creating false hope, of pretending that this is the way that you, 913, I'm sorry, I ranted and raved, and I didn't give you a chance to really say what you... If you call in, I'll give you 5 minutes. But all you other people out there, join in. Should we use gambling rather than taxation to support what is good for all the citizens of the state? Give me a call at 301-908-2996. Who does gambling really help, the racetracks or the Maryland schools? Let's have some facts and figures here. But being a fan of democracy, 77 out of every 100 voters who voted on the issue said, let there be slots in Maryland. So there shall be slots in Maryland. Am I going to put my nickels in or my quarters or my dollars or whatever you put in slot machines? You know, I don't think so. I don't think I'll go to play slot machines. Maybe I'm just getting old. I know people that will. Will you play the slot machines? What if I asked you to, if I asked every citizen in Maryland to give a quarter a day to every school in Maryland? That's essentially what we're doing. Why do you have to have an impossible chance to chase hope? Well, you know, Barack Obama wrote a book called The Audacity of Hope, and I guess maybe you could write a book about gambling called The Lure of Impossible Hope. I don't know. I just don't know. But anyway, another thing that happened here, I got about 8 minutes left, and I've had a call in here tonight. Why don't you give Norm a call at 347-945-6713? We can talk about gambling, or we can talk about guns. We can talk about, my liberty. I started talking about it. Well, the liberty has been recovered, and I've seen it, and the car is not in horrible, horrible shape. But, you know, there are some things they're going to have to do to it. Nothing really got stolen. There's a $500 spare tire sitting on the back, still there, not harmed in any way. The car was kind of trashed inside, but as my wife said, my car's trashy inside to begin with. My insurance company's treating it real well, and I'm happy about that. I have nothing but, and I guess that this is a plug, but I have nothing but positive things to say about United Service Automobile Association. They've been my insurance company since 1974. That's 35 years. But they've been my insurance company for 35 years since I was in the, actually 1973. Since I was in the United States Navy, believe it or not, they let this crazy guy be an officer and a gentleman in the United States Navy. I had a reserve commission as an ensign, and today is Veterans Day. In Flanders Fields, where poppies blow among the crosses row on row. Yeah, what a great poem that was. But today, November 11th, the 11th day of the 11th month, we stopped the war that defined the 20th century. It was indeed an armistice. Oh, gosh. Hold on a minute. I wasn't paying attention to my computer, and it went to screensaver mode, and now I'm back. Yeah. Go ahead, Huffy. Go ahead. You're a Norm at Night. Glad to have you. How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello.
You got to turn your computer down a little bit because I can hear you. I can hear you come across your computer. There you go. So how are you doing?
Okay, one second. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I got you. So what can I do for you on Norm at Night?
Well, I'm not sure. There's a good source of
You're breaking up right now. Go Norm at Night.
I'm talking through a webcam. I'm not sure if it's going to be very clear. But, can you hear me now? Is it better?
Yeah, now it's better. Wait a minute. I got another. Stay right there, S.A. 316-925. We're on the line now. Go ahead.
Oh, you talking to me?
Oh, hey, how you doing? I thought you had a number.
Yeah, I was just finishing dinner, and I thought, oh, hell, Bruce, then I gave him a call before he gets off.
Yeah, but hey, you know, everybody, you got to turn down your top radio shows. They turn down your radio. We're getting feedback, and I get
that's why I found that out when I used the microphone last week. So, you know, this week I'm on a telephone where you won't get that.
Yeah, well, I'm getting it out in Washington State, I think.
Well, there's somebody else on too, right?
Yeah, we got there with the three.
Hey, ma'am, I'll call you back.
347-945-6713. We got 4 minutes live on the air, and we'll keep talking as long as you guys are on the line. Stevie Hoff, he left us. We're getting too much feedback, but go ahead, Big C.
Yeah,
how are things out there on the coast?
Oh, pretty good. It's getting kind of cool, but, you know.
I got
a ton of firewood. I'm cool.
How cold does it get in the part of where are
you? Oh, it gets in the, 48 at night, and, you know.
Oh, really? It actually got down into the 20s here last night.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, that's
on the ground in Big B.
Yeah, if we get into that area, then... ooh, that becomes a hassle. All the sprinkler systems start freezing up, and it can be bad.
No,
because there's no kind of insulate. You know, if we get frost, we'll just wipe out all the plants. If we really get to 20 or below 20, this town is a disaster. I mean, you wouldn't believe it. Just busted water pipes everywhere.
Well, you know what? That's a horror. I've had that happen twice in my house with the hoses because the freeze valves don't work or I don't do the right things with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you heard, after I got off the phone last week, I went outside to turn off the dome light in my Liberty and it was gone. Somebody stole the mother.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Just gone. You know, I lost my Liberty on Election Day. Mm. But it's been recovered. It's been recovered. Barack's in office. My Liberty's been recovered. Oh, I wanted to say that since I heard that I got it back. Now it's in the insurance company's hands trying to figure out how we're going to make... clear about this, but I promised a friend of mine got in a big argument today, and I promised I'd give a shout out to all my old friends at STM, and I understand that there was quite a ruckus going on in one of the classrooms after school, because now that, as it was said, our boy Barack is in office, they're going to have to go out and buy a gun before it becomes illegal. And all I could think of was, my God, if they hadn't got rid of George Bush, I was going to buy a gun.
That's funny. I've been in a debate with a couple message boards that I, participate
in.
And it's all been about guns. That's all we've been talking about all week, Well,
so- Buddy.
See, some of the folks are from Louisiana, and they remember what happened after Katrina. They only just got their guns back this year. Two freaking years they kept their guns.
Wow.
I mean, they went through that city house by house and took everyone's guns away. Just regular citizens who decided to sit out the storm. And they had food, and they had generator, and had guns, and they said, we'll just stay here, we're fine. No, no, no. Big Brother came and took the guns. So,
I've never had a... You know, it's interesting. I'm as lefty and Louie as they come, probably.
Mm.
And I've never owned a gun, but by God.
Yeah,
and that's mostly because I had kids. And the last thing, you
well,
know,
that makes sense, of course.
It's cause of, I understand guns are the greatest cause of death of people under 15 in the country.
Well, I suppose that and driving is probably.
Well, you know, there are many people under 15 that drive. That's why I picked 15. And you can still call in the Norm at night, but we're off the stream. They only give me a half hour on the stream. But everything that is said here will still go into the archive and will be on the show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't know how long I can go because I gotta get up. God, I gotta be at work.
You're a working person. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a working person. I don't know. Did you happen to tune in when we were? Because I was thinking about you the whole time I was going on with a caller about gambling and legalized slot machines in Maryland.
Yeah, I caught a little bit of that, and you actually mentioned it last week too. And I think I mentioned
slot
machines, but I want a sports book. I want to be able to bet on my games. You know.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't care if the state does it or not. It's okay with me, you know.
I actually
betting in New York for years. I mean, you know, the state was a bookie. Come on.
Absolutely. What do they call that in New York State?
Off-track
betting.
Yeah.
OTV, absolutely.
That's the state is a bookie. They have
parlors
on the street corners. You could go bet the Derby. I mean,
every time I walk into 7-Eleven and I watch people buying, you know, all these different lottery tickets, I'm thinking, they took my Uncle Angelo and they put him in jail for this.
I know. My grandfather supported his family in the Depression.
Running numbers.
With numbers, of course. That was the deal. I mean,
absolutely. Oh, those Italians, you know.
They did.
Oh, I heard numbers and prostitutes.
Oh,
now, depending on what state you live in, you can even legally run prostitutes.
My great uncle was a bicycle racer.
He
would ride his bicycle across the old rail bridge, you know, before they had the Peace Bridge. They only had that one railroad bridge. He would ride across there, fill a backpack up with booze, and ride that bike back across the bridge. and he was so damn fast, nobody could catch him.
Yeah, that's a great.
He fed his family. I mean, that's what they did, you know.
Well, absolutely. One of the ways two things the Kennedys made a ton of money at. One was Big Joe jumping into the stock market when everybody else was jumping out of buildings. But the other, he got the money to do that from running Scotch from Canada. He actually used to bring it across the Peace Bridge. And I remember Dick Thrush.
Mm-hmm.
He used to tell great stories about Buffalo during It would have been an interesting place to be alive. I don't want to say great, but that's all I can think of. It was... super duper. I just would have loved it. Two places I think I would have liked to have been during the late 20s and early 30s. One was Buffalo, the other was Berlin. Every time I watch Cabaret, I think, would that have been an interesting time to been alive.
I'll send you some MP3s. There's a guy who, German guy, Max Rabe.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but he's more or less brought back a lot of that cabaret-style music from the 20s.
Uh-huh.
And he takes a lot of contemporary songs and does them in the same style.
Oh, I would
so
like...
He'll do, like, Queen's We Will Rock You, but he does uh-huh. it... But he does it in the 20s style, like that. And it's really good stuff. I'll send you a couple of things, you know.
Oh, that'd be nice. I got a buddy. Usually he comes on the show, but he didn't come. But he comes on. He Skypes me, not with the voice, but with the text part of it. Let me see if he's on here. But anyway, he taught a class, but the title of the class was Totalitarianism, and he did a lot of really interesting things in the classroom, and one of them was cabaret, and no, he's not on tonight, and I'll never forget those boys at that fancy old boys school watching cabaret.
Wouldn't the parents get a little jumpy about that, I suppose?
Well, they might have, but, you know.
You know, I mean, it's a bit decadent and, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot decadent.
Absolutely. In fact, but the boys loved the class so much when it was all said and done that. And he stayed under the radar. I just had bad luck, you know, like I showed The Matrix and got in all kinds of trouble because it was rated R.
Oh, yeah, okay. That would have been more of the violence.
Yeah, it absolutely, and the drugs. But anyway, cabaret had it all, violence, drugs, sex. I always remember the scene when those Nazis were beating the guy up behind the cabaret. I've never been able to forget that.
It's funny. I wonder if, you know, there's this thing, this national, the psyche, I guess. You know, and a lot of it is sort of media controlled, but there seems to be a real interest in the 20s and the 30s, and obviously a lot of it is related to the economic problems that we have right now, and a lot of people are, you know, of course, drawing their parallels, you know. And this is why people say, well, I'm going to get my guns now because they're going to come and take them. Well, what do you think happened in Germany in the 30s? They instituted gun control before they did all the other stuff.
Well, you gotta
How
make
do you think
sure
they,
to...
dis- they disarmed the population in, I think, 33, and that allowed, of course, a lot of other stuff. So, you know, there's some historical parallels we can make to this age, you know. But
There's a ton of them. Hey, you know, speaking of the financial mess, I just could not believe, I heard on the radio today, that General Motors closed at $2.50 a share today.
Yeah, officially it is a small cap stock. It will, you know, I mean, it's not going to get delisted, but it's, but, you know.
Well, maybe if they let them go bankrupt, it will.
Well, yeah, see, they aren't going to allow that to happen, that's the thing.
No, and
now,
so I'm thinking
logically, they should reorganize under Chapter 11.
Right, they should let that happen.
That should be exactly, you know, but, you know, we'll see what happens with that. You got to, the UAW is pushing really hard on Pelosi and company. They want that loan, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Everything depends on that, you know.
Guarantees on the pensions is probably 75 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, at this point, I think you've got, it's similar to Social Security. You've got 200,000 workers, and 600,000 retirees, supporting them. That's exactly what you've got right now. And
well, that's true. And but anyway, it's 11:40, and I'm going to call it a night.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just realized I got to finish making a test before I go to bed, too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no fun at all. God,
well,
I bet
make it, yeah. Make it an essay.
Yeah, it's kind of hard in a math class, but you know.
Oh,
no,
that doesn't work at all, does it?
Yeah, maybe we'll make it just five-story problems.
Oh, teach them about fractals. Fractal geometry, that's a good one.
That would be great fun.
That'll take them off into some space, you know.
That's right, a couple of Julia sets, and we'll have a great time.
They will.
But anyway, wind up, Norm, at night, and it's always great to wind it up with you. I hope we hear from you next week.
Mm-hmm. What I'll do is have those reminder. I didn't have a reminder this week, but I'll have reminder set in. And
you have a Facebook?
No, I never did that.
Oh well, if you do that,
I have a
reminders out to all my Facebook buddies. And you know what? I do have your email. And when I send out the Facebook reminders, I'll add you in the email.
Oh, okay.
It was great hearing from you. Great hearing from all you people out there, and. Tammy, you just keep fighting with those people in Mr. G's room, and everything will be fine. It's better to change things with the ballot than bullets, but if they won't count our votes, you can bet we'll fire our guns.
Viva Revolucion.
I didn't quite hear that.
Viva Revolucion.
Oh, yeah, let's storm the Bastille. But anyway, that's all we have from Norm at Night this week, and we'll see you next week. Same time, same place. We're out of here.
All right. Take care, man.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.